Good morning, everybody. I have a number of points for you from the OHR this morning. Firstly, the High Representative, Christian Schwarz-Schilling, is concerned by the BH Presidency's failure to meet its legally required deadline for approving the proposed decision on the size, structure, and stationing of the armed forces in Bosnia and Herzegovina. The July 1st deadline was specified in the defense law that came into effect on the 28th of December 2005, and that deadline expired at midnight on Friday. The High Representative said today, and I quote, "By missing this deadline, the BH Presidency is delaying implementation of critical military reforms. In its capacity as collective commander-in-chief, the Presidency must take this up at its next meeting as a matter of urgency." End quote. As you know, the BH Presidency is meeting again tomorrow. The proposed decision on the size, structure, and stationing of the armed forces of Bosnia and Herzegovina has been developed by BH Minister of Defense Nikola Radovanovic and his transition team with NATO advisory input. The Steering Board of the Peace Implementation Council specifically addressed this issue at its meeting last week, expressing hope in its communique that a decision will be reached before July the 1st consistent with the law and the readiness requirements of a NATO-compatible single military force. My second point today relates to a law adopted this morning in the RSNA. The RSNA this morning enacted a law on the rights and duties of members of parliament. As in similar legislation recently placed before the state and federation parliaments, the RSNA law will give members of parliament generous pensions and other benefits, considerably more generous than the pensions and benefits paid to citizens. The RSNA approved the law even though it was the subject of a negative opinion issued by the RS government. The law will allow all parliamentarians who have been elected to the RSNA to receive money allocated for these increased pension payments, and they will obviously not be available to fund desperately needed social programs. No one denies that members of parliament have the right to a fair pay and pension. What is at issue here is whether it is appropriate for MPs to increase their own benefits when the economy has not yet improved to a point where it is possible to increase the benefits paid to other workers. There are elections in October, and the media and the public should ask their elected representatives why they feel they are entitled to more generous remuneration than other citizens. My third point today is related to the extension of Jolie Dixon's mandate. I'm sure many of you would have seen that there has been a certain amount of speculation recently on the extension of Jolie Dixon's mandate as ITA chair. Well, the facts are as follows. Mr. Dixon's mandate expired last Friday. The High Representative spoke to Mr. Dixon yesterday, and the High Representative is currently reviewing the situation, and we expect a decision on how to move forward in this matter in the coming days. And finally, the High Representative will today meet with representatives of Mostar political parties that participate in the work of the Mostar City Council. They will discuss the current political situation in Mostar and the steps that are necessary to complete the remaining tasks of Mostar unification. We will be organizing a short media opportunity after the meeting, and that will be at 6 o'clock here at the OHR in Sarajevo. That's all I have for you. Thank you very much. There is no statement from you, for I don't know if there are any questions at all.
Sinoć agencija Sina, ovo za mandat gospodina Dixona, jel? Tak što najavljate da će gospodin Schwarzschild, kog sam shvatio, jel, produžiti mandat gospodinu Dixonu?
Nisam to rekao, nego sam rekao da visoki predstavnik trenutno razmatra situaciju i očekujemo jednu odluku o kako dalje u narednim danima.
Dobro.
Ako nema više išta? Nema. Dobro, hvala.